This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
We want your soul.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
More habits, more sets, more fears.
All right, continuing here. I was interrupting you. There's just so many angles to this, David Knight. The judicial tyranny to crush independent, pro-America, pro-common sense media, the attempts to arrest all these wonderful whistleblowers and put them in prison. We forget, but they've tried to put in prison multiple times. They've indicted multiple times Project Veritas. And I'm not saying, I'm a victim whining. I'm saying we're the tip of the spear. We're under massive sustained attack. This is very, very, very real. And so you cannot put your prayers and your word of mouth and your money behind an organization that is fearlessly taking the globalist on. We just want to be able, with your support, hit them with full power.
Yeah, and if we look at this, how do we stop this judicial tyranny? I mean, the way the government was designed, we had a separation of powers within Washington. We had a separation of powers between Washington and the states, because that was exactly what the anti-federalists was concerned about. They said, look, this is going to become consolidated. It's going to become hierarchical. The concern that I have is that the judiciary is going to be at the top, and they're going to be setting everything, and that's actually what is happening.
Oh, yeah, bipartisanly now, they're engaged in an arrogant takeover.
Yeah.
They know they are. It's very conscious.
Yes, that's right. And the problem that we have is that even though President Trump is appointing judges, he's only appointed about a quarter of them, and that's good, but how do you know that these judges aren't going to turn? Because we see that over and over again. When they appoint liberal judges, they're reliably statist. And yet when we get a conservative, so many times, half the time or more, they become some of the worst judges because they are government bureaucrats at the core of what they are. So how do we control this, Alex?
That's right. They're selecting. They're selecting from people that are already proven little monsters.
That's right. Sorry. What we have to do is we have to understand that we have power, just like the president has the power to say no, just like a governor has the power to say no.
Another check and balance on judicial tyranny is the grand jury, the investigative grand jury, and the jury. And what you're saying is they've drummed that out of us. Juries are supposed to checkmate out-of-control judges.
If you don't understand what your rights are before you go to court, the judge is going to lie to you, just like this judge in San Francisco. He told the jury, he said, you're not here to judge innocence or guilt. I'm telling you they're guilty. You're here to set the penalty here. And in many cases, the judge will say, you're not here to judge the law or how it's going to be applied or whatever. You're just going to be the fact finder here. That's not what juries are for. Now, don't tell them this when you go into court. Don't even tell it to your fellow jurors when you're doing deliberation. You tell them that you're concerned, you don't believe this evidence or whatever. That's the key, to take back that power. Just as we see these executives and other people bowing down before the Supreme Court or others and saying, we will do whatever you say, we are doing that at the jury
that's
level,
right,
because
that's
we're
right.
Following everything they tell us to do.
I want to talk about this when we come back, and then get Nick Fuentes on at 15 after. We did an hour and a half with him yesterday. It was pretty powerful, and he's been under a lot of attack for things he said. Regardless of what he said, Michelle Malkin shouldn't be fired from her job as a conservative media person because she said he has free speech. So I'm going to get David's take on that next segment, but I'm going to get into something really important when we come back. And I'm not going to say this as a stunt. I'm not going to say this to act cool. It's actually embarrassing that I did this some when I was a teenager. Last time I did, I was about 14. But you know the game, playing chicken, where you put cigarettes down between your arms? It's a real dirtball biker thing. Cigarette burn you. Yeah, well, I won some big bets with, convicts and stuff, like 25-year-old, thugs and stuff that thought they could do it. And then it went to lighters.
Wow.
In the stupid movie where one of the lethal weapons, the guy's supposedly tough, so he put a lighter on his arm.
Mm-hmm.
I can take a blowtorch to my arms if they're ignoring the thing.
Wow.
But I'm thinking about
Gordon Liddy, yeah.
Well, I'm thinking about doing it as a stunt with a blowtorch. Not in a self-harming thing, just to show people what will is. It's one thing to talk about it.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a blowtorch to my arm, I think next week on air, show people what will is. I'll do 60 seconds. Okay, I'm a blowtorch. I'm going to burn a hole in about an inch deep in my arm to the bone. Because I want to show people what will is. And I'm going to explain about will on the other side right here. Because if you won't do that, folks, you'll never stand up for the unborn children. Imagine what they go through. We'll be right back. But I'm going to explain the blowtorch analogy when we come back. InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet. Super Silver Lightning Toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country. And it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria. It recalcifies the teeth. It does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates. It's as low as we can go. And they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. And I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I'm not into pain, and I don't like to dish out pain. But I was thinking about G. Gordon Liddy, who ate a rat in prison. And reportedly he did do it. That would be harder than the, putting a lighter to his arm for a minute and burning himself in front of people to show him how tough he was. But he did end up kind of running the federal prison just for doing that. But we had some of those stunts when I was in high school. I did have some trashy friends who had trashy older brothers that were, you know, ex-convicts and stuff. Kind of got away from those guys by the time I was about 15. I didn't hang out with them a lot, but they just called chicken where you put a cigarette between your arms. And then next it goes to lighters and things like that, betting.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Russian roulette stuff. It's really stupid. And, of course, I couldn't really do that today. They say, oh, Jones is self-harming. If the left wants to go and, you know, they have stuff where they get shot with guns and stuff seen as artwork or cut their arms and legs off. They're called nuggets, and they're kept in diapers and in little boxes. Mexico has legalized this. There's whole communities of, quote, gay men that chop their arms and legs off. You've heard of dumping Drano in your own eyes and then being trans-abled. This is all the mental illness. But I was thinking, because I'm not into self-harming. I was just being honest about a story I never told. Hell, I got some scars I can show you. That imagine a message to Trump. And, of course, I won't be able to do this now because they'll have the messages out to block it and make sure it doesn't go viral. But if I did it unannounced, it would go viral. Kind of like the Joe Rogan podcast this year. It's the biggest podcast he's ever done, the biggest in history. Over 50 million views total now. I talked to Joe just a while back. He goes, no, it's the biggest one I ever did. He set it on air. But that's why I can't come back on because something is the biggest. But if I sat there with a blowtorch and an acetylene torch and turned it on, and they had a doctor here and said, this is all scientific. I'm not self-harming. I'm doing this as a medical experiment. I said, Trump, here's my message to you. It's easier to put this blowtorch to my arm and it starts cooking and bubbling and burning than it is to sit here and watch you put up with the censorship and sit up on this show and watch the Justice Department let everybody engage in all this criminal activity and bullying the American people. Because I was thinking of this last night. If I had to pick up a hot plate, if it was, say, fell on one of my kids, and I had to hold a hot, red hot deal, I could do it for a while if I had to. I could force myself to hold it and go past the pain and just cut the pain off and ignore it. It's a mind trick because I've done similar things before, and I'm not trying to act tough. I've done it, I'll probably prove it. If I check legally and I can do it, I'm going to do it because I don't want my ex-wife using that in court or something to take the kids away because it's a scientific demonstration, okay? But that's what it's like. I like Trump. I like the fact he's fighting Hillary. But it's like I'm sitting here with an acetylene torch to my ass, and I'm not going to do this, folks. I was just joking. All that was theater. That was a fictional discussion there. It was a hypothetical. So that's where this society's gone. That's where this society's going, where letting the deep state do all this persecution, seeing babies kept alive and their organs being harvested, seeing pedophiles all over the news saying we're going to have access to your children, we are grooming them, we are taking over civilization. That's like sitting in a hot burning plate or being put, you know, in a cartoon in one of those bubbling cauldrons with pygmies dancing around cooking us, it's very hard to sit here and take it. So as much as I'm glad Trump got in and he got us out of the TPP and did some other good things, more and more it seems like the swamp's winning and the inaction of the head of the Justice Department, you know, saying, oh, we've never seen the deep state wage war on a president or the executive. They're sabotaging America. It's criminal. Well, then it's criminal if you don't do something. And so that's why I tell the, you know, allegory of the blowtorch is I have no desire to put a blowtorch to my arm. And I have no desire to sit here and keep taking this. I know we have to beat the globalists, but why won't the executive branch take action?
Well, and that's the thing. We have to understand, just like the people, you know, the people who refuse to convict William Penn, with him when he obviously broke the law that said that you can't have a church other than our official church. When they let him free, the judge threw them in jail. And they stayed in jail until they said, well, show us the law that we broke. And so they established habeas corpus. They also established jury nullification. We need to understand, first of all, that there are transcending principles that we got to stand for. That's what those jurors understood. Secondly, just like the founders of this country, they have to understand that it is worth it, whatever the price we pay. And so we know that we're going to be punished if we oppose power, if we speak truth to power. Julian Assange, they just came back and said, well, we just dropped the charges in Sweden. I've seen this over and over again from cases that I've reported, cases where you've had people railroaded by kangaroo courts. You had trumped up charges against Ross Ulbricht. He ran a website. They wanted to shut it down because it was a commerce that was out of their control, Silk Road. So they said, well, he's got murder for hire. They pulled up those charges, but they never actually took him to trial.
It's more process crap.
They dropped those charges, Alex. The judge, when he convicted him for running the website, gave him three consecutive life sentences and cited the fact you did murder for hire. They never found him guilty of that. They never even tried him for that. And as soon as they put that judgment on him, that judge just let that go. We see that over and over again. And so people,
let's be clear. There's no crime, but you're guilty of the conspiracy to commit crimes.
That's right.
Which didn't exist. I saw this in the Davidian case. The judge gave him 50-something years in jail. They were all innocent, hadn't pulled triggers. The court admitted that. They were found not guilty on the weapons charges, but they were found guilty of using weapons in the conspiracy to commit murder. And the appeals court just basically let that happen. I mean, think about
that. Well, they did to Schaefer Cox, too. They came up with all the crime and said, well, you did this, and then there's a conspiracy charge. They eventually dropped the core allegations, but they kept the conspiracy charge and put him in jail for that. So we see this type of thing happening over and over again. We have to understand these principles. You know, the thing we're talking about with William Penn, that's not ancient history. That was human nature, and that's why we have the Constitution. People were very well aware of how power could be abused, and now that is happening again. But we don't understand because we don't remember history, because we have our kids being indoctrinated by the school system. We don't understand what's at stake, and we got people who are too comfortable to stand up to this.
Beautifully said. And again, I go back to the acetylene torch parable, which I've never done that with acetylene torch, but I did when I was like 14, hanging around some bad guys, you know, his brothers were older motorcycle gang people. It was like, oh, yeah, you know, and I'd sit there and did it. My dad was like, what the hell have you done? Don't ever do that again. But a few times I did it and beat them, letting a whole cigarette burn down on your arm or whatever. And that's what this is like, sitting here taking this for supporting Trump and supporting America, and I'm willing to do it. But that's the paradox of why people are so angry.
That's right.
At Trump and at Barr, yeah, we know. And the more crimes they commit, and the more kangaroo events, and the more we personally get persecuted, I don't feel sorry for myself. I want to fight. I want to see some action. I'm willing to take the heat, man, but I want the heat delivered back.
And why do we have a double legal system? Why do we have Hillary, Comey says that she committed multiple felonies, but we're not going to do anything. Instead, we lock up Christian Saucier, a sailor on a submarine who takes a picture of his bunk. He goes to jail for over a year.
Let's go further on a 40-something-year-old submarine that was found in a trash heap. Something's going on there.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they throw the book at him.
Yeah, exactly. Now, President Trump pardoned him to clear his record, but he'd already served the time. But how do we have people like Hillary Clinton who violated national security, the religion of the state? All of our liberties and the Constitution have to be sacrificed on the altar of national security. But Hillary Clinton can't be even looked at.
She's part of that ruling guild in the 60s. That's a whole class got in of communists who the CIA and British intelligence put in, and the Clintons are both MI6 and CIA. They were brought into the Rothschild roundtable groups. This is all admitted now. She was in Time Life books in high school. We have a copy. A listener sent it to us. It's somewhere here. I've shown it like 10 times on air or more. It said, this woman will be the president of the United States one day.
Yeah.
That's why they're pissed, because it's their project.
Well, look at what they can do in terms of the whistleblower. You will not speak his name. I mean, I said it.
And they're all a bunch of chicken-necked, not well-spoken. They all had trouble walking. They're all just pathetic.
Yeah.
But they're our ruling class because they're... I don't want to call these men effeminate, because they're not effeminate. They're weak men. It's an insult to women to call these men effeminate. They're all the perverts is what they are. It's a guild of perverts.
Well,
and I'm telling you, they're almost all pedophiles. And notice that's all coming out.
You know, we talked about
Schiff's, almost all his friends are pedophiles. The lawyer for the whistleblower, he just loves to promote people that are pedophiles and defend them.
We talk about people being afraid of the system, being afraid to take a stand. They're afraid to say Eric Chiramella or Eric CIA Ramella. They're afraid to say that on Fox News. They could even say, look,
well, I'm afraid of bowing to them.
Yeah.
So I tell them I only fear God, not them, and I pray for justice to come upon them. David, not an amazing job. 8 a.m. weekdays. This guy gets ready for 4 hours before the most researched show out there. David Knight.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Now, folks, it's a non-smoking truck for the next 2 hours and 17 minutes, but for those of you that need a cigarette, there's really this evening. We have two entertainment lounges for you. One's out there on that left wing, the other one right across the hallway on the right wing.
afternoon. This is your captain speaking with just a little flight information. We're flying at an altitude of 37,000 feet, and our airspeed is 400 miles an hour. A couple little facts here. I'm packing a Colt King Cobra. That's a 357 caliber firearm with a black rubber grip and a 6-inch barrel. Also, the co-pilot is carrying a Kimber custom defense pistol with all the bells and whistles you'd expect from a custom gun of that kind, with an alloy frame and bevel treatment on the entire gun. And our chief flight attendant, Roger, has a Ruger Bearcat at 22 with a hand-fluted cylinder. All three are capable of piercing body armor at a distance of up to 27 feet. And I can put a hole in human bone and flesh the size of the Grand Canyon, which, by the way, is coming up on the left-hand side of the plane. So just sit back and relax and enjoy the rest of the flight.
Joseph Watson is going to be hosting the fourth hour today as well. NicholasJFuentes.com. Okay, the reason I wanted to get this fellow back on, he was on a few weeks ago, he was on the War Room for an hour and a half or almost 2 hours yesterday, is that regardless of what you think about this guy, he has a First Amendment. And Turning Point USA and all these other Republican organizations have been coming out and trying to censor who can come and ask questions at their event. So Fuentes got mad about this a few months ago, and he started going to these events. I'm not going to play all the clips here. And they would have the police, they would have security waiting on them. I have a couple other articles here where other Republican groups are now calling the police on other people that ask questions who aren't even involved with Fuentes. So the exact behavior that we have seen out of the Democratic Party and out of these anti-free speech zone colleges, these anti-colleges, supposed to be the place of, you know, open discussion. We've seen a total conversion in the last 10 years of these being abodes of no speech except for the left and Maoist. Well, they really jumped the Megalodon shark here recently. 2 days ago, the major conservative organization, headed up by Michelle Malkin as one of their main spokespersons, they fired her because she gave a speech. And the big debate is, you know, should the America First group and Nick Fuentes or anybody else be allowed to ask critical questions of Charlie Kirk or any other neocon, never-Trumper derivative organization? And the answer is no. So they said that Michelle Malkin, who's married to a Jewish man and who's pro-Israel, is a Nazi. That's all over the news. She's now a Nazi because she supports Nick Fuentes, who I guess they've got one clip of somebody asking him a question on a YouTube live chat, and he reads out where they are making jokes about Cookie Monster and the fact that the gas ovens or whatever couldn't burn that many people or whatever. And the point is that whether you agree with that or disagree with that or think that's somebody's sick humor, I don't like it, but I get he was reading off the chat. That isn't the issue here. They always change the subject and go, well, if somebody's offended, it's hate speech, and now it goes away. Well, there goes the entire First Amendment. So this giant controversy's exploded. It's all over the news. It was one of the top stories on Drudge yesterday, Fuentes rising. And so I thought we should talk about this because, you know, I've been deplatformed, and they've done it using a bunch of lies. And then once that precedent's set, they expand on to others. And they've said in the news that I'm an unalloyed racist. That's Tom Brokaw saying that. You know, they've said that I'm an anti-Semite. Now, they don't have me making jokes about the Holocaust and Cookie Monster, which I think is very distasteful, and I don't agree with. Fuentes has his reasons for that. It doesn't matter. I'm now being demonized for even giving him this platform to respond. Well, you know, everybody tries to keep me from having platforms as well. And I'm sick of that. I'm tired of being accused of stuff. And then I can't anywhere on mainline, you know, internet or in those publications or TV shows respond. Thank God I happen to have my own platform with millions of readers and viewers every day, thanks to you, the listeners. And that's why InfoWars is the model of what they hate. But enough about that. It's my real pet peeve. There's new footage of the group that Michelle Malkin got fired from, calling the police on people that ask about it. That's on InfoWars.com. I mean, this is really blowing up in a bad way for Turning Point USA, which if they would have just let Fuentes have their question, it would have been an interesting argument. I mean, you know, I disagree with some of the stuff Fuentes says. He's on. We'll debate it. That's interesting. I beg all these leftists. I mean, we call every leftist that Tucker Carlson's able to get on. And I've asked Tucker, how do you do it? He goes, well, we have really good producers, and we beg them, basically. And then we explain, hey, it'll be a bigger platform for you, blah, blah, blah. More and more, they won't go on. I want people on to disagree with. Nick Fuentes, thanks for joining us. Recap, we'll get to it more in the next segment, but recap the saga up until now for folks that aren't aware of it.
Sure. Well, thanks for having me to sort of give my side of the story. So, yeah, I think you sort of eloquently put it at the beginning of this segment that we've been going to these different Turning Point events and other Conservative Inc. type events, Charlie Kirk, Ben Shapiro, Michael Knowles, Matt Walsh, these kinds of characters. And I've been sending followers of mine or followers of mine inspired by my show are attending these events, and they line up in the Q&A, and they ask questions about legal immigration. They ask about foreign aid. They ask some of the tough questions from a right-wing perspective about how Turning Point and these other college organizations are not really conservative, or they're not really fulfilling the America First mandate from the 2016 election. And so we've been doing this for about 3 to 4 weeks. And as you said, the response from Conservative Inc., from Kirk, and all these other characters is to call the people asking the questions racists, bigots, homophobes, all that. Turning Point USA participated in the doxing of me. The ZOA, the Zionist Organization of America, demanded that I be deplatformed from the whole internet for my inquiry, for this coordinated inquiry into Turning Point USA. And so it started out as something very innocent. It started out with legitimate grievances by college students, young Trump supporters, you know, asking how Charlie Kirk is really conservative. And as you said, now it is sort of snowballed into a much larger question about this free speech deficit that's happening on college campuses, particularly conservative college campus groups that, you know, they brand themselves and they've rose to prominence talking about free speech and anti-safe space, anti-trigger warning kind of thing. And now it looks like, as you said, they're calling the police on people for asking these questions. They had the police block me from attending an event. Caitlin Bennett got blocked by the police yesterday at a Michael Knowles event. So it's a pretty tragic thing that's happening with the conservative movement, but I think it's totally backfiring for these conservative organizations, Conservative Inc. organizations.
And by the way, we have that footage. Caitlin Bennett is a Christian. Caitlin Bennett, I believe is pro-Israel. It's never even come up here. But exactly. I mean, even my own reporter now can't get into events because they see her as the enemy. And that's what we're witnessing is the attempt to call the entire mass of conservative Catholics, conservative Protestants, people that say, no, we don't want drag queen story time with five-year-olds. They're calling people Nazis, and that is going to blow up in their face. Because it's one thing for MSNBC to do it, but When Gorka the gay whale and all these people start doing this, they're going to have a big problem.
Exactly. Well, and, you know, it's very disturbing when somebody like Charlie Kirk, you know, he takes money from Scientologists. I don't know if you're aware of that. You might be interested in that. He takes money for his organization from Scientologists. It's very disturbing when somebody like that purports to be a Christian, purports to be a Trump supporter, purports to be a conservative, and these questions, like you said, from reporters, even people that happen to be pro-Israel, or they might be more mainline type conservatives or have more libertarian leanings, they have honest questions, you know, again, from the base of the country, and those people are smeared, slandered, called Nazis. Benny Johnson, who works for Charlie Kirk, called a Catholic supporter of mine a Westboro Baptist Church kid because he asked a question about how, you know, Charlie Kirk supporting gay marriage.
Stay and right there. Nick Fuentes is our guest. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that Without you, we won't be on the air. And I spent a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalists this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody, that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Nick Fuentes is our guest. I'm Alex Jones. Now, I had seen a year ago some of his videos, and I knew his name a few months ago, and he was, you know, complaining that why do we have all these never-Trumpers and neocons and others now being the voice of Trump while they don't get censored, but all these other nationalists and conservatives and patriots like InfoWars are being taken off. And then he starts going to their events and asking questions and they began having the police there. They're throwing them out. Now they're throwing other people out. And so Charlie Kirk, the founder of Turning Point USA, he's getting booed out of events. He's getting booed off the street. And Don Jr. is, which I'm not happy that happened, but it shows the real anger and the feeling of betrayal by libertarians on so many fronts at Trump and by Christian conservatives, be they Catholic, be they Protestant, be a lot of Mormons, you name it. I mean, just people across the board that are more conservative are saying, look, we love Trump, but a lot of this evil stuff is just getting worse. And we're getting persecuted for Trump. And then we never see him going on the offense against people that are clearly committing crimes. Sure, it makes the Democrats look bad. But, well, now you notice this Republican Supreme Court just voted. And I was talking to top D.C. lawyers today. And I'll just leave it at that. One in person. And they just said, no, it's a sea change. And it marks that they intend to bankrupt the gun industry and that the establishment, including Republican leadership, wants the guns gone. The fact that they just overrode that law. So this is a very serious time. And I'm glad Trump's in there. My goodness, way better than Hillary. But if Hillary was trying all of this, we would be up in arms. If she was trying all this censorship, they wouldn't have gotten away with it. And she was going to try it. The fact that Trump's in there, and he means well, still is allowing them to energize their base, and then Trump doesn't resist them in defending his base, and it's emboldened them to really engage in this crusade of persecution. You ever hear Trump call the left bullies? You ever hear them say it's wrong that they attack his supporters? You ever hear him? No, he talks about what's wrong happening to him, and I'm not trying to attack Trump here. I'm saying what Trump needs to do, and it's InfoWars. Along with just a few other platforms, you can say Drudge definitely as much as InfoWars, maybe more, but it's our audience that is a good half of his supporters at his rallies, and they're upset because they see what's happening. And so going back to Nick Fuentes, Nick, I'm not going to sit here and couch this in 100 different platitudes to people that are going to say Alex Jones supports white supremacists. A, I don't think you're a white supremacist. B, if you were one and people are saying you don't have a right to go to a university and stand in a line and ask a question, I mean, you could be a NAMBLA member. And I'm not saying you are. I'm not implying. I'm saying you could be a convicted arsonist who's gotten out of prison for arson. And if you wanted to go try to speak in a public forum, that's your right. I mean, this idea that Michelle Malkin is fired from her conservative position because she said in the speech, and I went and found it and pulled it up. I forgot to give it to the crew. You guys want to pull that up? Michelle Malkin defends Nick Fuentes and says, you are a leader in the new right, and you have a right to speak. Well, that's a fact. So for stating 2 + 2 = 4, they fired her, and I guess every few hours there's new aftermath. Tell us about what's been unfolding.
Right. So she gave a speech last week at UCLA, which you've shown, and she said something very mild. You know, as you said, it's completely factual. You know, she said that I'm a rising leader in the new right, and she said that I am the mouthpiece or somebody who's voicing the concerns, legitimate grievances of young Trump supporters and Christians. And as a result of that passing remark and her general support of what we've been trying to do, as you said, she's been called a white supremacist, a Holocaust denier, a Nazi, a white nationalist. And it's so interesting. Michelle Malkin is somebody who's been on the scene for a long time. She's well respected. She's the real deal when it comes to America First, Christianity, conservatism, and all the rest.
She's been around 25 years. She's been around as long as I have.
Exactly, exactly. She's been with America First from the beginning, right? And it's so interesting to see how all these conservatives turn on a dime. The moment that she gives a little bit of cover to somebody who's not approved, somebody who's not a part of the beltway system, not a part of the establishment, suddenly everybody turns on a dime. And they call her the worst names, Nazi, Holocaust denier. I'm sure these people know her personally. These people know she doesn't support that. These people know she's not a white supremacist. But they want her to disavow me. They want her to, you know, do this very sort of symbolic genuflection towards conservative ink and say, yes, I submit. And I acknowledge that you're in control and you get to decide who's in the system and who's outside the system, you know, who's approved and who isn't. And so I think that's what it's really about, is it's about control over the conversation, the contents of the conversation, and who gets to participate in it. So I think that, you know, they are exposing themselves as maybe worse than the left. They are left of the left when it comes to this. The SPLC, the ADL, they are not even as hardcore on people like me or Michelle Malkin as people like David French and the National Review are being this week. So I think it's absolutely disgusting what they're doing to her.
Now, let me raise this here, because I'm not a cult member. I supported Trump day one. I thought people in pop culture were pretty annoying. I don't like casinos. I thought The Apprentice was pretty silly. But then I got to know a lot of people that have been on The Apprentice, like Jesse James, and he said, no, Trump's a patriot. He knows about the New World Order. He doesn't like it. You know, I stay at his house a lot. They're good buddies. And I used to live next door to Jesse James. I'm good friends with him. What you hear about Jesse James in the news is not true. He's a big Christian and not a devil worshiper, not a Nazi. Any of that stuff you heard, none of that's true either. But then he said, watch, he's going to run. And I'm like, oh, yeah, right. And then he did run, and then I supported him early on, and he did win. My issue with people like Shapiro and others is they want you to forget about all the things he said about Trump and his supporters. And now he wants to be the consummate Trump supporter. And then he wants to wall off and block everybody that was an original supporter and act like we don't have a seat at the table. That's just despicable. And it's very arrogant.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what's happening. They're completely co-opting the Trump administration, because when it mattered, when it counted, when it was actually difficult to back Trump, you know, as you said, the people that supported him from the beginning, and I was supporting him, you know, in March or April 2016, Ben Shapiro was saying that he would never vote for Donald Trump. Employees of Ben Shapiro said they would vote for people that would deport Trump supporters. You know, a lot of these high-profile neocons would say things like, immigrants are actually more American than these, you know, white working class Trump supporters. And you're right. You know, now that it's 2019 and the tides have turned and Donald Trump is the most popular Republican president in history, now they want to say that, oh, they were Trump supporters all along. They want to make it about themselves. They've completely, and I think to some degree of success, co-opted everything that Donald Trump did in 2016. And I think that's why you're seeing some of the priorities in the administration shift from Donald Trump during the campaign. You know, I see a lot
that's
of
very dangerous. I'm going to talk about that next segment and get into Caitlin Bennett being confronted by these very groups today in the article on InfoWars.com. And poor Caitlin's nothing but a sweetheart. She doesn't deserve this from these neocon organizations that are so scared they want to push us out of the campaign way ahead of it. So I'll be at the DNC. I'll be at the RNC more than ever now because they're trying this type of crap. But let's be fair here, Nick, and people can change their mind. Or maybe you can tell us what happened to this clip. I believe this clip is from back during Trump's run. Here's what you had to say about Trump.
And having people of, by, and for the people they were intended to represent. Now, having said that, Donald Trump has served his function. His time is over. It's time for serious candidates. Let the adults talk, Donald. We don't need the exclamatory phrases, the borderline racist remarks. Now we need real candidates.
Now, is that you at like 18 years old? You're 21 now? Because people say things that are wrong. I say things that are wrong all the time. Is that you trying to be a baby Shapiro?
That was me when I was 17 years old. That was in high school. That was November 2015. And I very quickly came around to support Donald Trump before the primaries even began. Primaries began on February 1st, 2016, so a couple of months later. I would say that I should be given a pass. You know, I was in high school. I was young, naive. I was a libertarian. And there were a lot of people who didn't support Trump right out of the gate. You know, I think at that time his support was maybe around something like 15 or 20% of the polls. And I think he proved himself to be a viable and legitimate candidate. As you said, you know, he was a you know, TV star, casino sort of a guy. I think a lot of people right out of the gate said, oh, is this even a serious run for president? You know, if you notice in that clip, I didn't make any substantive claims about what he says or his platform or anything like that. I said, well, it just doesn't seem like.
Hey, you were 17.
Candidate.
I just thought we'd get that clip out there and get your take on it. You didn't work hard to keep Trump from getting elected. In fact, you did work for it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is coming up in the next hour. He'll take over. I'm going to do that first little segment. Nick Fuentes is our guest. The attempt to intimidate Michelle Malkin and get her fired from her job because she's a Nazi now, because she supports free speech in America, is very, very dangerous. You know, I had a big run-in with Michelle Malkin. There was a video of Marines throwing a baby dog off of a cliff. And I support the military. I support the Marines, even when they're sent in on illegal wars. I'm a big supporter of the military. I support the VA. I pushed hard for that. But I covered it, and she said I put a fake video out with an electronic dog. And so I ran into her in Denver during the DNC in 2008. I guess that was 2007 then. And I got in her face, and her big bodyguard ran his elbow into me. And when I elbowed that guy in the stomach, and he just started crying. I was like, dude, just because you're 6'7 or something doesn't mean I want to climb up on top of you. And the point is that I like Michelle Malkin. She'd been on the show before that, but she said I was a liar and a conspiracy theorist. And I got in her face, and her guy hit me with his elbow, so I elbowed him back in the elbow. And, you know, they basically ran for the hills. But I'm not bragging. That's just a famous story. She put out the disinfo story that, you know, that I was attacking her. She had attacked me. She had gotten in my face. But I don't think she should be fired. I think she should have her speech. And she's sure as hell not a Nazi. She's very pro-Israel. And you know, I'll tell you, I used to be neutral on Israel, but everybody tried to make me be anti-Israel, so I'm pro-Israel. I mean, you look at the place like Saudi Arabia won't take one refugee, supposed refugee or Palestinian, but Israel's supposed to. If Israel disappeared, you'd have the Islamics killing each other forever over it. I'm sick of it. I will not choose the side of radical Islam over Israel. And you've got most of the leftist Jews supporting the Islamic invasion and the rest of it. So this idea that the Jews are this big monolithic thing drives me crazy. But I don't even want to get into the debate because I'm tired of it. I want to promote Big Ten ideas of Americana and freedom. And what Turning Point USA and YAF and all these groups are doing is not doing that. So going back to Fuentes, let's get this out in the open. I've seen your Cookie Monster deal where you're reading what somebody has said to you in a super chat, people that don't know on YouTube, and you're talking to them, and the fans pay $3, and that's how you fund yourself, and then you read their question, and then you're talking about something about ovens and Cookie Monster and making a joke or something about the Holocaust. I don't think that's funny. But you shouldn't be deplatformed, and you shouldn't be silenced over that. So let's just get this out in the open. What is your issue on Israel, the Jews, the whole nine yards?
Sure. Well, yeah, like you said, the clip that's floating around, I talk about the Holocaust. And, you know, in that case, it's obviously very context dependent. It's clearly a joke. It's clearly tongue in cheek. I'm laughing throughout the video. And they always cut off the last 5 seconds where I say in the video, it's all ironic. It's all a joke. And that's really sort of the tone of Generation Z humor. It's very ironic.
No, again, it's all supposed to be just as politically incorrect as possible.
Exactly, right. It's meant to shock. It's meant to be outrageous. But my deal on Israel and Jews in general is, well, in the case of Israel, I sort of have, like you say, a neutral position. I understand you're pro-Israel. I'm basically neutral. I see sort of this idea of Islam versus Israel as maybe a false choice. I choose America first. That's the name of my show. You know, so I don't necessarily have a problem with Israel. I don't hate Israel. I don't, you know, think about Israel every waking hour of my day. I just wish we would stop sending them money. I wish they would stop spying on us. You know, I wish that we could have a more amicable or reciprocal relationship. And that's really the long and short of it. But I'm
well, really let me just say so this. I have been mercilessly persecuted by the Anti-Defamation League, who now says the OK sign is evil. My son is a senior in high school. One of his friends was taken to the principal for making the OK sign. That's a cult. The ADL's dangerous. And it's corrupt leftist Jews projecting Nazism onto America. So I get the backlash, but that's not Jews in general. Just because a group of leftist Jews are using persecution of Jews as a reason to go around and persecute people doesn't mean all Jews are bad. So let me ask you this question. I mean, are there good Jewish people in the world, Nick Fuentes?
Of course, and I know a lot of them, Paul Godfrey, Darren Beatty, you know, some of my best friends are Jewish, and I don't think the claim is ever that every Jewish person is up to no good or they're, you know, involved in some conspiracy, but I think, like you say, there are some nefarious actors, Jeffrey Epstein, Harvey Weinstein, the ADL, the SPLC, and, you know, they're problematic, and we can call them out, and I think that's really where it starts and ends.
Well, absolutely, and this is what I've said. The ADL came out of the Jewish mafia getting in trouble and a Jewish man kidnapping and raping and killing a little girl. And then they tried to come out and set up an organization, saying that you basically can't prosecute people for that. And then using the fact that America's so open to say that Jews can then commit crimes. And I don't think Jews should get out of jail free cards. And I totally agree with that. I'm just simply saying that there are a lot of great people in every group and every organization, like Catholics. Some of the best people I know growing up are Catholic. The people I've seen protesting in abortion clinics, 90% of them are Catholic. I've got a lot of friends that would wake up at 3 a.m. if my pipes burst who are Catholic, who are good people, salt of the earth. You know, my wife's Catholic. So I understand their family are salt of the earth people. You could give them $1 million and come back 100 years later and it'd all be waiting for you. So I get that. But the Pope wants world government. The Pope has a bunch of pedophiles. His deputy Pope just got convicted. That guy's not a Pope. So I don't blame the Pope's criminal activities on Catholics.
Sure. Well, and I think there's certainly an interesting analogy there. I think where I would push back a little bit is the fact that, you know, people can criticize the Pope all day long on network television and politicians can do this and you know, basically face no repercussions. I would say the Catholics don't really, traditional Catholics don't really wield a lot of institutional power in the same way that other groups do. And I'm not trying to be coy there. I'm just trying to be honest that, you know, I will be the first person to call out globalist influence from all kinds of institutions. Certainly, you know, I'm not a big fan of this Pope in particular. I'm a Catholic, so we have to adhere to a certain doctrine, but I'm not a fan of his politics, and the deep state is, you know, problematic. But I think the problem becomes this double standard where, you know, we can criticize all these different facets, but, you know, one seems to be somewhat off limits, or there seems to be, you know, a taboo or a sacred cow there. And I've always just said that I'll criticize every globalist.
Well, let me say this. I think the fact that there has been a taboo and a sacred cow has blown up in the left's face using Nazism and blaming people for Nazism that aren't. It's really hurt those organizations, exposing, you know, real groups. And the fact that they're banning the bro fist and everything else shows a desire for power and control by the left. And look, you're on Twitter, you're on YouTube, you're on all these platforms. And I got to tell you, I'm not comparing you to David Duke. So is he. Why do you think I've been taking off everything, but you haven't? And I'm not putting that as a litmus test. I know Gorka the gay whale wants you taken down.
Well, I think that's a good question. I frankly don't know. I really find it puzzling, and you know, I don't want to make the case for me being deplatformed, but I'll say that, you know, maybe it's simply that I'm not on their radar yet. You know, I think the reason they deplatformed you is because you really are a threat to the system in the sense that you have a completely independent media operation that in terms of production and in terms of scope, in terms of reach, is on par with any major network. And I think they fear somebody that is legitimately independent that has so much influence. And so I think that's why they came for you. You know, you got to realize that up until 4 or 5 weeks ago, I was reaching maybe, you know, 15, 20, 25,000 people per show if I was lucky, you know, on a good night. It's only in the last 4 weeks that I've blown up a little bit. So, you know, I could chalk it up to me maybe just not being on the radar. Perhaps my last name has something to do with it. You know, maybe Jack Dorsey finds Nick Fuentes on Twitter and they say, oh, you know, he's one of these MAGA Hispanics, you know, one of these Latinos for Trump or something.
So Fuentes is Spanish?
Yes, it is.
Listen, let's do 5 more minutes on the other side. You are a very smart guy, and that's clear. Most of these people just regurgitate talking points over and over again. And that is why they fear InfoWars. The model of this, listener-supported multimedia, was the biggest political show in world history up until the election. And then they had the secret ban, and then it expanded from there. But we were literally some days without even looking at everything, getting 20, 30, 40 million views outside of the main platform. We're talking some days 7 million people clicking on the audio streams. InfoWars, they saw it. It was the biggest thing ever. We had Super Bowl-level audiences every couple of days, and that's why we're going to come right back with a few final questions and play this situation with other conservative groups targeting free speech and now going after our own Caitlin Bennett. I guess next they'll say she's a Nazi because she supports free speech. That's coming up with Nick Fuentes and Paul Watson. This is a few minutes out. Please don't forget, if we get money, we can do a bunch of other stuff. I got a bunch of things subterranean being built, being set up, being prepared. Not just a redesign of InfoWars, not just all these other sites out there that, you know, we help build but that aren't ours. There's a big project, a couple big projects I've got going on. The enemy's got my phones tapped. They all know what the projects are. They're really pissed and want to hurry up and get it shut down. I need a bunch of money, and I need it quick. I'm on a mission for God, as the Blues Brothers say. And ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com. Get your DNA Force Plus. Amazing. Get your X2. Get the new whitening toothpaste with the Silver Sol solution in it and so much more. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, your word of mouth is king. So tell folks however you're listening and keep spreading the word. Hour 4 with Nick Fuentes, Paul Watson, and more straight ahead.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.